Okay, I'm recording on this end. Let's start the shit off with a shot.
Let's go.
Welcome to the first episode of Brown Bag. I am Letty.
This is the first one?
Yes, this is the first one. This is the premiere episode. The other one was a fucking
So you're going to drop this tomorrow?
Yes.
You're editing the whole night? Oh, you enjoy? Oh.
The other episode doesn't exist? It's not coming out.
You guys don't understand. The first one was great when we argued about J. Cole, and I just wish that one came out.
Oh, that one?
Did we argue?
We technically. Oh, yeah,
that one would burn some bridges, though, that we don't need to burn just yet.
Really?
Not on your end.
Oh, your guys' end. I just said the artwork could have been better.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a really funny joke in that one that I wish could see the light of day.
What was it?
Oh, my God.
About Tim Duncan.
Oh, that J. Cole dresses like Tim Duncan?
No, that he's a Tim Duncan a rap. Oh, yeah. Why? Because he dresses like that? See, oh, we said it. All right, yeah.
That was good.
See, we got to edit this part out now.
The following views do not reflect the views of Letty.
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer.
Oh, chill.
Okay, yeah, we're taking a shot of... Shout out to Charlemagne because he told me about this tequila. It's called Casa de Aragones Añejo. And we're taking a shot.
We're taking a shot out of a pink Himalayan salt cup. Look,
because it's salt, you don't need salt on your finger or on your hand.
You don't need to salt the rim.
This smells vicious. Charlemagne's a freak, dog.
Oh, it's good. It's
soft. Cheers.
Para arriba, para abajo,
para adentro
y para adentro.
Oh, Charlamagne, you fuck. Oh, fuck.
I think it's so
good. I didn't really taste it like that. It's good.
So what I'm used to with tequila is it burning my throat, and this one doesn't burn my throat.
Yeah.
So that's why I like it. But it does have a taste, and I know what you mean.
You guys might not like me for this, but I don't like this cup.
I like the cup.
I like the cup.
I think it's too much salt.
Waterfall. Do it.
I've never seen nobody waterfall a shot.
Do it.
Okay. Should we restart?
Let's talk about... Okay, so this is what I learned about Duno. When he tags fuck so-and-so, he really means like BFF. But he can't write BFF because that's not hard. So
yeah, like he really means...
He really means BFF, Letty, and Vic. Yeah.
Facts.
Like if we had a binder, he would write in it right now.
If we had a binder, I'll be like, yeah, I'll write like some like fucked up shit.
Have a dope-ass summer. You remember that?
Okay. What? Just think of the first time you ever got suspended, right? I have it in my brain already. I think I got suspended for like the most lamest thing. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
I got suspended in sixth grade. You know how people write keep in touch, like KIT?
Yeah.
So I wrote being in touch can't hurt, and that's bitch as an acronym. And my teacher found it, sent it to the principal, and I got fired. I got fired in sixth grade. I got suspended for that shit. It wasn't a fight. It wasn't anything. It was just because I wrote being in touch can't hurt.
Well, look, that's what Duno means when he's referring to bitches.
Yeah.
Being in touch can't hurt. Bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
when I say bitch, I mean like being beautiful, intellectual.
Keep going.
That crazy human.
Beautiful, intellectual, that crazy human. But crazy is good crazy.
I am very young, you guys. 21. So I still have a lot of learning to do, you feel me? A lot of media training. Mm-hmm. When I say bitches and whore, I don't really mean like she's a whore and she's really a bitch. You know, like,
what do you mean?
Since we're keeping it 1,000 here the fucking Brown Bag podcast, you've ever been on the phone on your way to go pick up your girl, your homie's asking you to kick it, you'll be like, nah, if I'm on my way with my little bitch. Yes or no? My God, Vic!
No. Similar. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, like what's up with the bitches? You know, like,
yeah.
It's some shit, like, with the homie, like, what's up with the bitches? I'm not referring to anybody in specific.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I never mean, like...
I would never call, a bitch, like that's you. Like, oh, you're a bitch. It's more like a noun. You know what I'm saying?
It's always been a noun.
But that's what I'm saying. It could be interchangeable.
Oh, you mean a pronoun, bro.
What's your pronoun,
bitch?
Yeah. They.
Some bitches.
They, you're, she, he, they.
Bro, they're gonna hate us. I swear to God, we love you guys.
You're doing it to
bro,
yourself.
If you guys see my, like, you feel me, you guys follow us now, shit, you gotta know that we super cool.
Yeah, we are.
Bro, you wouldn't hang out with us if we really meant it like that.
I wouldn't. You're right. But what did you get suspended for? Your first suspension.
I feel
that's the scariest one. Like, you don't know what's gonna happen.
I think mine was very, like, super, like... It was simple. Like, I think he, like, got me mad, and I think he was, like...
Who was he?
I think I was like in elementary, and he was like in the fourth grade.
Who
was like,
is he?
Oh, a kid?
Oh yeah, like a kid. Okay, like a kid. Okay. We're like in the school bus and shit.
Yeah.
He was playing with some shit. It got me mad. I think I like snatched it and then threw it at him. When I threw it at him, I didn't mean to actually hit him, like, but it hit him like in the eye.
Oh my god.
And then it was like, oh fuck. But it was crazy because since it didn't happen in school, they didn't suspend me from school, but they suspended me from the school bus for 2 days.
What about you, Vic?
Yeah, Vic, don't act all quiet. Look, I'm onto you.
What?
I'm onto your little strategy. He has us fighting so that he can just be the cool, chill guy. It's marketing. Like.
Nah, the first and only time I got suspended, I wasn't like a terrible kid at school, but
so now you're calling us terrible.
There was no. To each their own. You know what I'm saying? Like, I walked out. There was like a protest. Mm-hmm. During the time, it was like the immigration protest and stuff like that.
I know exactly. Yeah, what
it was. This
about.
Was like 2000.
It was like the walk it out.
Yeah, the walkout. Yeah. It was like 2005 what? Or yeah, it was like something 2005. Like
that,
yeah.
I remember. Off camera, but
yeah, it was like a thing on MySpace. It was like a MySpace bulletin. That's how old it was.
It was like and, a day without immigrants.
Let him
yeah,
say
something
it.
Something like that. And so there was a bulletin posted on MySpace, and it said like Sussman. The middle school I went to is like everybody meet in the quad at 8:50 after first period, and everybody walk out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, shit, are you gonna do it? You not? You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Like both my parents are immigrants. Like I didn't know exactly what I was protesting, but I'm like, I feel like I should.
Gotta fight the powers that be, bro.
Yeah, and like yeah, you know, yeah. Like fuck these people, whoever yeah. they are. I don't know. So anyway, point is like we all met in the quad. The bell rang. And then everybody just ran for the fence to hop it. It was like very symbolic. We're trying to break out of a school that our parents like came over here to get
to
us
get
into.
To get you to go into.
I don't know. It was weird.
Look
yeah.
at this.
Looking back,
fucking
right?
backwards ass way of thinking.
And then we just started walking down like Lakewood Boulevard to Downey to the high school. And then we got caught like halfway there.
By the cops?
By the cops. Mm-hmm. They all popped out. And then they brought a school bus and they threw us all in the school bus. And then they wrote us all citations. And then we got suspended for the day.
Well, I would prefer that. Like you get a group suspension. So like you feel like.
My dad did
like,
not give a fuck.
Yeah, that it was a group.
Ticket, fucking
this
truancy.
Is the start
like,
of your, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Rap sheet.
He's like, you don't even know what the fuck you're protesting. I was just like, my mom was proud of me. My dad was like so fucking mad. Yeah. And I went to court. They knew that it was like that whole movement or whatever.
Yeah.
I just like wrote a letter or something and then I didn't get nothing.
You know how they have those freeway signs that say no ice?
Oh, yeah.
When I read it, I say no ice.
Like, noise.
Yeah, like every time I read it, I see so like mean. Noise.
Is really what it is?
No, it's no,
no.
Ice.
No, I know.
But like, it also noise. Looks like noise. Is that just me?
Pretty nerdy.
Yeah. That's funny. I remember like doing a walkout like that.
Yeah.
And it was dope as fuck. It was when, what's his name, became president?
Trump.
Trump.
Yeah.
That was yesterday.
When he became, yeah, when he became president, I was on house arrest. I walked out with like half the school. What the fuck is my PO gonna do? Be like, I'm like, fool, I did it for the cause. You know, I would've gone to quarantine
yeah.
Bush.
Yeah.
But it's different because we're right next to City Hall. You know, I went to school downtown.
Yeah.
So I had to do was walk down the hill and we went with like, it was a bunch of Latinos just swarm City Hall.
Yeah, have you guys been to the protest where the like Aztecs are dancing? What is it called? Demonstrations where like they're out there dancing.
That should be cracking La Placita Alvera when they have the, when it's the Virgin Mary's
period,
birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a function.
I saw a commercial from like the 1950s for Olvera Street. They were trying to get people to come tour or be tourists in LA, right? And so one of the attractions is Olvera Street. And it was like, here's where indigenous Mexicans can be their true selves. Like it felt like a zoo exhibit.
Oh.
And they like, and they can, and they wear indigenous garments. And it's like, what the fuck, dog? Like,
that's pretty funny. That's like, idea was like, we go to work all week. And then on Sunday, we just want to throw on our best fucking shit. Like, and just like, hey, yo, or, hey, yeah. Or, like,
somebody like,
and get on that pony. That pony probably has lice.
Did he have lice? Did he, like,
hell
as a girl?
Hell yeah, we're Mexican. Yeah.
I had lice one time. Because I was getting too close to this girl that had lice.
You know, should we keep our hair short? Like, at least I do.
Mm.
So, you know, they'll be like, oh, you can't get lice. I guess it's normal when you get it when you're, like, in kinder for
yeah,
a second,
I was,
right?
I was, like, in elementary.
Bro, when I was in middle school, one of the homies was arguing with some girl back and forth. He's like, man, shut up, bitch. You got lice.
Oh.
But in middle school, so you're like, oh.
Lice girl for the rest of middle school, maybe even high school.
Yeah. She cried way.
I swear we have segments, but we're like naughty.
No, but
isn't it funny that you can put something on somebody in middle school and it may never go away? Like the homie got pantsed in PE.
Oh no.
And they called him little peepee for the rest of school. It became so normalized. It was like, hey, what's up, little peepee? Like it wasn't even funny no more. It wasn't.
Like,
it was just like, you know,
like
what I'm
normal.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be like, peepee, like, what's up, bro? Like it was like you just put something on somebody and it sticks.
What can me and Vic give ourselves our little accomplishment and then you could give the big one last?
Go, go, go.
I'm doing Fools Gone Wild, the Novo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, question.
Hosting September 4th show at the Novo.
So I'm hosting a Downtown LA, baby. It's hosting a show in Downtown LA at the Novo in Downtown LA.
2,000 plus
next to Staples Centers in Downtown LA.
Let's go.
Are you with the observatory or no?
I think they upgraded the show.
Angie,
they kept
we don't talk about
tickets.
The OC here. This is LA shit, dog. Like,
you guys lost out.
Let's call her Santana from now on.
Santana.
That sounds like the dude from American Me.
Yeah, she is.
Santana.
But yeah, man, shout out Fools Gone Wild. I'm hosting that September 4th.
Hold on. So can you tell us who Lil Mystery is?
I really don't know who he is.
It's Mario Lopez.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, they had the reveal. They had the reveal.
Take a shot, fool.
Okay, after our accomplishments.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, wait. What accomplishments do I have? I don't have.
You have a lot of accomplishments. You guys due?
What?
Like, when's the baby coming? Like, what? Like.
What baby?
December?
What?
Is it a Christmas baby?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You having a baby?
No,
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, it's just enough to know.
Oh. I'm Duno's publicist.
True that.
Yes, yeah. That means more whores. No, that's not what it means. That's not what it means. We're getting to the brown bag, you guys.
We're getting to the brown bag.
And so I got tapped in with Amazon Music to host their radio station, and it's just all hip-hop, and it's just me. Like, it's literally, I'm the only one on the radio station talking, nerding out about hip-hop, right?
So I know Letty talks about hip-hop all day. Go back.
I do.
No, facts.
But it's like, that's my passion, and it's really cool when they say, like, get paid to do what you love. Like, it's a possibility. But then also, I want other people to see, like, damn, we could do that shit too. Or maybe let me not complain about the situation I'm in. Because we all could have given this excuse why we're not gonna make it, or why we should stop, or why this shit's not in our favor. But instead, we're just like, fuck it, put your pants on and like tackle the day. So that's what we're doing. We could cheers to that.
Yeah,
shout out to all of us though.
Yeah,
sir.
The park. A lot, Angie.
What the fuck?
I'm fucking alcoholica.
It smells like caramel.
I'm gonna pour this into here.
See how many shots? Because that's a double shot. So if it even. Angie, what are you trying to do?
Yo, should I have it at our level?
Why would you? Yeah, like
trying to get.
Well, Josh is behind the camera.
This looks like enough.
It's like the meat. Two shots of vodka.
Oh, that's a lot, way.
Right?
That's a lot.
That's
a lot.
Me invitan.
Oh, shit. ¿Cómo me pongo? ¿Por qué me invitan?
Exactly.
And real quick before we take a shot, you know what we should do since like the brown bag? Every time something like, you know how when I say whores, you guys get kind of just like, look at me real quick?
Yeah.
I should donate $1 to a brown bag.
Oh, like a swear jar.
Like a swear jar. Like something that's pretty cool. Or doesn't make sense.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Donate $1 and then in the end.
We could have like a little counter on the side. Ding.
But
ding,
for every time
ding.
You say whore?
Let's say you say something that's like wasn't funny, you'd be like, okay, you gotta donate $1 to the brown bag.
But so maybe you guys will use that against me, and anything I say, you're gonna be like,
well, because yeah, you're a millionaire. So
we have to set rules.
Could every be like, time you're out of pocket.
Yeah, every time you're out of pocket,
yeah.
You donate whatever
pocket,
you have.
When you have to come out of pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow, and we're then, geniuses. Yeah.
And then what we could do with that bag is like every end of the month, whatever we made,
donate it
to something or like.
No, what we're gonna do is if you're
or buy alcohol with it.
Calm down.
Okay, I was just
street vendors.
If you're a follower or if you are on commenting on our YouTube page, if you're following us on Instagram, you are going to get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
One lucky subscriber, one lucky viewer, one lucky commenter, and you're gonna get it.
Can we take a shower cooker?
Cheers to the new brown bag segment. Even though we haven't even done the other segments.
I don't know how to feel about the tequila.
I don't like that one.
Like, it's
what
not
it tastes
bad.
Like? Because
it
was
like
way,
a cruda for sure.
It was
different.
Way more expensive than the other one.
It's burning my insides. It's burning my insides.
It's burning? It was way.
Yeah. Who recommended that one?
Oh, Lemon.
The fucking people at Total Wine. But I told Andy.
Charlamagne recommended this one.
Yeah, I told
Charlamagne wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlamagne.
Right?
I was talking shitful, but
hey,
after I took that
hold
one.
Hold on. I told Angie that I think that they were. You know how sometimes people just have a quota? And so they have to sell that one. And I think that's why they sold it to us.
I want a 1942 sponsorship.
Come with me to Total Wine,
Doug. I'm 1942 Doug. So, like, I think I should get the sponsorship.
You know what's funny? There was an alcohol called, like, 1924. And I'm like, I feel like people buy this thinking it's 1942. And I feel like that brand was like, yeah.
It's us. Yeah.
1940.
Oh, hey. I've been listening to that shit.
Bro, you know Yaya? Of course.
Yeah.
Shout out Yaya. Her.
Yaya.
Bro, Yaya's artist.
You're fine. I'm a girl,
I've met her in person. She's very beautiful. And her artist just dropped a song called 1942.
That's the song I was playing when I picked you guys up.
And
oh, really?
And then it's a banger,
that
bro.
That looks like a corrido tumbado.
Yeah.
But he has kind of more like an old school flavor. Mm-hmm. But he's like new, bro. And that shit is fire.
struggles and
yeah, because he's talking about like getting drunk to 1942, which I haven't heard. Yeah, like I haven't heard somebody do a whole song dedicated to 1942.
That's,
So I think that was dope, and I got drunk to 1942.
Okay, let's get into brown bag business because we have to go into one of the fucking segments because we have a few.
We have segments. We prepare
next
for this
podcast,
show.
We'll do it.
Okay, Vic, how you guys to your brown bag?
No.
It wasn't that.
He's gonna tell us how he.
Dodges
the brokies.
Okay, well, yeah, you're still getting to it. You're just dodging these things.
So, basically,
give us tips.
I had to find this out the hard way. Like, that, let's say it'll be somebody that you've never met, and immediately they start asking for discounts. Red flag. And they're gonna be a fucking headache. So, immediately, they're asking, they've never met you, they don't have a relationship with you. A lot of times it'll be like, hey, bro, fuck with what you're doing, blah, blah. I really want to hire you, blah, blah. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. Here's my price. Oh, bro, you think maybe we can, you know, give you this, or I'll give you half first and half later. I used to be like, yeah, that's cool. Like, but also they want to have me like prove myself or just get a discount.
Yeah.
That's a red flag for me because immediately it's like, so do you trust me or not? Do you want to hire me? Stay firm on your price. So you just, I might even not even reply when they start asking for discounts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're coming to me. And that's the thing is, I don't solicit my services at all. Mm-hmm. I literally don't tell nobody damn near what I do.
But what are your services?
Publicity and marketing and stuff like that. But also I work on a referral basis. I don't really just want a bunch of people in my DMs like hitting me like, yo, like help me promote this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, that's great that you don't. Where's the fucking brown bag? Look,
yeah, that's for sure. That's
a phone ringing during thing. Yes, that's money in the bag.
It was Jakarta
bag.
Too. I feel like we should answer and talk shit to him.
I love Jakarta. Shout out to Jakarta.
I'm glad I was able to put my homies in a platform and hopefully they.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I made him or nothing.
Yeah.
But I for sure.
You understood what you had and what you could give them, and that's a blessing.
Yeah, Jakarta finna be a motherfucker. Dennis Jakarta really finna be a motherfucker. Like Dennis killing it with his clothing.
Yeah.
Hold on, have you ever seen Mean Girls?
Yes.
You're such a good friend.
Brown bag, right? I feel like that's a brown bag.
That's brown bag.
This is fucking sexist, bro.
Josh. That's sexist.
She's agreeing with you. Agreed with you for everything.
Everyone knows Mean Girls.
Yeah,
it was an okay shot, but like.
Okay, so next time on Wednesday, we should record on Wednesday. We're pink.
You guys.
Oh, I will. He's wearing kind of pink look
already. You both are wearing pink bitch asses. You have it on your hat and he has it on his shirt.
This is rainbow.
It's still pink.
And this is hard pink. It's like pastel.
It's still pink. Wait, listen. I was giving you a compliment. I wasn't even joking.
God.
Why do I have to? I can't give you compliments. So we're just.
I feel like you deserve to put the bra back.
No.
All right. We have other segments.
De la olla going a Canelo. Cool or culo?
I haven't seen it, but.
You haven't seen it?
No. What was he saying? Can I culo?
He did some little video and he's like, you don't want to fuck with me? I'll fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So
like,
who did that?
Oscar de la Coca.
That fool actually smoked out in the video?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First of all, Canelo beat the dog shit out of you one.
Hold on. He's never fought.
No, I said he will.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me give context. So, once upon a time, Canelo was signed to
Golden Boy.
The partnership ended and he really stayed quiet about it. It was just whatever. But like behind the scenes, I think there was even some court cases on like suing or this or whatever. And the previous to Canelo's last fight, he actually talked about what happened. And he was like, you know, Oya was more focused on partying than like even having me as a client. And it's like, I don't fuck with that shit, right? So that was really the first time Canelo like spoke out of his mouth about what really went down. And previous to that, people from Golden Boy also said like, yeah, we dropped the ball with Canelo. Like Canelo's a fucking star. We should have done everything in our power.
He is the, bro, he's legit our.
No, he's it. He's it right now.
He's the biggest star in boxing.
And so, yeah, even just besides even Mexican, just in boxing.
Yeah.
So they said like we dropped the ball, right? But I think Oya got his ego hurt that he actually said Canelo said something. So there was like a spar thing that Canelo did like at a freaking gym or whatever. And it was another account that posted, like a boxing account, right?
Yeah.
And Andre De La Hoya was like, he's not even doing anything right. His technique is wrong. And this fool keeps dodging like a certain fighter. And so it's like, now you're talking shit about Canelo because he really said what went on.
Because you're not making no money off of him no more.
Keep in mind, though, one thing that Canelo gets is that he picks his fighter. So that's like something that might like hurt him. However, the fighter that Oya was saying Canelo's ducking was like, well, actually, when Canelo was signed to you, you promised me that I would fight Canelo. And it was actually you that didn't hold on to that promise. Mm. So it's like, here you are talking fucking shit about Canelo, ducking this fool. And it was actually you who ducked that fool. That's the overarching theme about it. I think personally it's culo. I think, yo, dog, Oya, do something right. We already hated you because you fucking beat Chavez. Like, literally.
And Vargas.
Yeah, dude. And it's all true that Vargas, we were hoping would fucking come back. Oh, he beat Chavez. Yeah, he beat Chavez. That's like our, Vargas, that's like the Chente of boxing. Like, you don't fucking do Chavez wrong. The Chente
of boxing. You know my tia used to date Chavez?
Crazy. What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like a whole segment.
Yeah.
Can we legit interview her? Because Loki.
No.
Loki Chavez even went through.
The one you went to.
No.
Puerto Rico?
That's, no.
It's like 6 years older
no,
than
no,
me.
No, no, no. No, my old tia, she's like 50 years old.
That's wild.
Because he's old.
Chavez is
like, for like, this fool was like your grandma's like.
She's my mom's sister.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So your mom's brother-in-law was Chavez?
Yeah, and they could've literally like, grew up. Badass. Like, she was like, my mom was like 15, 16 when all that was happening, and she had to go with them everywhere.
Yeah.
Because my grandpa, their dad was just like, llévate a Carmen. Like, you know, like literally on some shit of like, you have to take your sister. Yeah. And then his brother was trying to get at my mom and shit.
Damn, that's
I could have been a Chavez. Wow. I would have been a
That's you would have not been a, you would have been a, you would have not been a podcast.
I would have been knocking fools out like Josh.
Like Josh at the bar.
Our videographer loves
it. If I agree with Leti, culo.
Yeah, I think it's culo. Dog, like, you don't need that shit right now. If anything, you need to patch that shit up. Put your ego aside.
Yeah.
And build your fighters, fool. Stop.
True that.
Is Ryan Garcia still with him?
Focus on Ryan.
Yeah, bro. Just
you
don't
got
do this.
Another chance. Good. My thing is, Oscar keeps having chances.
Yeah.
And it keeps fucking up.
Oh, Ryan's with Canelo. Oh, he's not even with. He's not even with Golden Boys no more.
He's been with Canelo like the last 6 months.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sick.
Oh, yeah. So you're probably done.
You fucked it up.
You're probably done.
Honestly, it's like you have to be very mindful of who steers your ship.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting like a label, dog.
If you see somebody partying all the time.
We're not supposed to do this to our own people either.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see somebody, like, I've heard so many off-the-record stories about this Oscar. Whole, like, just crazy shit of, like, first-hand accounts, you know?
Well, you were in the business.
I wasn't.
Your family was in the business.
Nah, but I've heard, like, a lot of shit, and it's like, when you think about, like, the way a company is structured, like, you know what I'm saying? If he's at the top, like, a fish rots from the head down. So, you gotta think, you know?
Like, I can't deal with your...
Wow.
You're so elevated right now.
Say it again.
A fish rots from the head down. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I didn't know a fish rots from the head down.
Never even heard that saying. Yeah.
I might have just made it up. Who knows? But like, we can move on to the next segment.
Okay.
No, culo. We're going with culo. Yeah, culo.
Yeah.
No, I like it. I feel like we did good this episode. Even if we didn't stick to the script, I feel like people got to know us. This is our premiere episode. This is what we're about. We are literally a mix of everything that's around us. Los Angeles, our immigrant parents, our fucking ditching schools and getting fucking suspended. All of that shit. Do you have any last remarks?
I feel like we should drop the J. Cole episode. I'm just saying.
If we get enough comments, we'll drop the J. Cole episode.
Well, yeah, I don't know why I'm so proud of the J. Cole episode, because I feel like I like...
You
the,
gave good
like,
commentary.
Like for the hip-hop head came out of
you
me.
You did!
My favorite comment was from you, and I was telling Vic about it. It's about the comment that you made, but we're not going to say it. You want to say it? Actually, you want to say it now? Because I'm not going to fucking put that episode
on. What comment did I say?
Okay, so we talked about our initial thoughts listening to the J. Cole album, and what did you say about it?
Oh, that the artwork sucked.
No. What version did you listen to? And what made
I'm a fucking idiot, wait. So, trip up. So I was on the plane and I was like in a rush to download it so I could listen to it on the way from Dallas back to LA. And I was like, yeah, I want to listen to it. I have a podcast with Letty and Big. You know, we're going hip hop. We're doing hip hop shit. And I was listening to it and I downloaded like the clean version. So I was like, oh, fuck, this was doing something new. Where he wasn't saying bad words or he was like bleeping them out. You know, I thought it was
dad rap.
He thought that was a new style, that J. Cole blanking out his curse words.
And I was just like, oh, wow, yeah, let's do this.
And then
I was like,
clean version.
Oh, there's a fucking explicit version. I was fucking stupid ass. But you know, it happened.
I love
it. The artwork did suck.
I don't think the artwork sucked.
The album's still great.
Yeah, it's been a month. You know when I think we'll love the album? When it's gloomy outside. One of these past weeks, the it was like really gloomy outside, and I played the album, and I was like, yeah, this is that hard rap shit that you like when it's cold and it's gutter. Cold, when you're
fucking like, would you prefer the artwork section or the music section?
It's summertime out here, so you want the vibe shit, right?
Yeah, I want the perreo music.
Or like all those other songs, it's just like really hard rap. So it's like, that's going to be really good for us when it's dark out.
Would you prefer the artwork to suck or the music to suck?
J. Cole does no wrong.
Duh to you. Mm-hmm. I'm asking B Dot. I'm asking.
B Dot, this is your formal invitation.
Invitation. Be come ready. On the podcast.
Be fucking
come
ready.
Come on your ass.
Unless you're scared.
This one just got a tattoo of the whole Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah, show the tattoo.
Oh, yeah. I seen the, oh, no, I seen the comment when he was like I thought it was the New York
thing, but no. Yeah, he's talking like, shit. Low key, if there's a tattoo artist watching this and you want to do like cover ups, I have a tattoo I want to cover up.
So, I wonder what it says.
Yeah. No, it's a crown. It was my first tattoo. Oh, my God. Oh, look how your microphones are off. Thank you for tuning into the Brown Bag Podcast. We love you guys. Comment your favorite story, your favorite person. Talk shit about Duno or Vic. Bye.
Sweetie, Vic wants to
you guys are not on mic. Yeah, you're
I love you, sweetie.